You're listening to SBS News.
The Marco Polo Aged Care Facility in Unundara on the New South Wales south coast is locked down in a fight to contain a common virus that has turned deadly. Warwick Beanke is visiting his wife there. She isn't sick, but he's taking no chances.
Some people can get out that haven't got it, but I won't take my wife anywhere while this is on. You know, not that she can go far.
Marco Polo Aged Care is one of many nursing homes around the country to lose 10% of its allocated funding since changes in federal aged care funding. The Health Services Union says half of the country's aged care facilities are losing money, and the sector is compromising health and safety standards with chronic underfunding. Marco Polo's manager, Robert O'Shea, says running a nursing home isn't easy, but the flu epidemic is not affecting staff-to-patient ratios. Staff themselves are being affected, however, by the outbreak. 22 workers at the centre have been sent home with symptoms of illness, and they're grieving too.
People come to us. We've never met them. We get to know them. We get to communicate with them. And then when they pass, we lose part of ourselves.
Experts have predicted about 4,000 Australians will die from the flu this year. 47 people have died so far in New South Wales, 37 in Victoria. These are Australia's most populated states, so it is a dangerous scenario for the physically vulnerable around the country, especially those over the age of 65. Professor Kanta Sabareo is a director of the Peter Doherty Institute of Influenza Research for the World Health Organization. She says it's usually another illness or condition responsible for the death of most flu patients.
So if somebody's got chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, they could have a worsening of that, a worsening of asthma, or worsening of heart disease. So those are the usual reasons people die.
New South Wales Health Communicable Disease Unit Director Dr. Vicky Shepherd advises people who are sick not to visit elderly loved ones, and even those who aren't sick should get vaccinated first.
Each aged care facility should have a staff vaccination program, but at the moment the Australian government haven't specified that flu vaccination is mandatory for aged care facility workers.
The National Immunisation Program offers free flu shots for those over 65, Indigenous people and pregnant women, and many workplaces will pay for the jab. It can be given at some chemists or the doctor. But Professor Sabareo warns a range of treatments and measures of protection need to be considered.
We do know that the vaccines are not 100% effective, particularly in the people that are most vulnerable, such as the elderly in aged care facilities, the frail elderly. And so therefore, we should make full use of the available antiviral drugs as well.
The medical community warning the worst of flu season in 2019 could still be ahead.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.